Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. I am so excited to be here today to share more information with you to help you prepare your fantasy football team. I will let you know that today I sent out my top 50 rankings, which will be completed after this podcast, as a sample to a few of my listeners, and I've gotten some really good responses so far. So that list will be a total of 125 when completed, and there are tables on the actual sheet that you can address and look at other things. For instance, I gave you their points per game average for last year. You can actually click on that column and it will rank them according to that, which is kind of cool. It also shares the average draft position, the expert consensus rankings, their positional rankings, and of course my draft base value rankings, which is most important. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. Today, let's get to Saquon Barkley, the running back for the New York Giants, as our first player we're going to rate today. Positionally, he's ranked number 10 with an average draft position of 24. Saquon in the preseason game this weekend had 4 rushes for 13 yards, 1 catch for 8 yards versus the Patriots. Did not see what I would like to have seen from Saquon in that game. I didn't see the explosiveness that I've been hearing about at practice. I saw a terrible offensive line that didn't help open anything up for him. It was against a very good defense in New England. I don't know how much we can put into preseason things, but I do think you have to monitor them and adjust accordingly. Prior to the actual ranking of Saquon Barkley, I was not very impressed. This didn't help me. It may move him down by list, but I gave him a ranking of 39 to get him started. Next up, Travis Etienne Jr., the running back from Jacksonville. He was a rookie last year, got injured right off the bat in the preseason, missed the whole season. He's touted as being RB1 in Jacksonville right now, positionally ranked 17th with an average draft position of 47. His preseason game, another player I didn't quite see what I wanted to see. 9 carries, 23 yards, and 1 catch on 3 targets for 10 yards versus the Dogs of Cleveland. Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it? Draft-based value for me, 37, might be a little high. Might be shading him down a bit as we progress. Breece Hall, a true rookie running back this year for the New York Jets, supposed to be RB1. I'm going to tell you what I noticed. Besides the fact that Zach Wilson got injured and maybe missing anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks, they're saying, for the season with a meniscus tear, what I saw was Breece Hall was actually RB2 and Michael Carter was RB1. Not sure if we can read much into that currently, but I think it's something you need to be aware of. 5 rushes, 15 yards, really not much to show this week in his preseason game. That ADP value they currently have him at is 51. I'm ranking him a little ahead of Travis Etienne. I have him at number 34. Cam Akers, another guy coming off injury, played during the playoffs, wasn't real impressive, just over 2 yards per carry during the playoffs last year. They did win the Super Bowl. However, he has a coach that truly believes in him and has named him RB1 currently for the Rams this year. So Cam Akers starts out at position number 20. An average draft position of 35. For me, I don't have any stats I'm going to go over with you because really, we don't have much to go on. We're not going to know much about Cam Akers. He's kind of a risk pick for me, and I dropped him considerably down the board for that reason. Draft base value, 61. If you're grabbing him before that, you're paying way too much for him. I'm not going to take that risk. Another running back that also had a sketchy year and is considerably under the microscope, Antonio Gibson, the running back for Washington. positionally ranked 21 with an average draft position of 38. In 2021, he played 16 games, 233 fantasy points. He was ranked number 12. In 2020, played 14 games, 204 fantasy points, was ranked 13 at his position. He averaged 4 yards per carry in 21, 4.7 yards per carry in 20. What I do want to share with you was he averaged 14.6 points per game. He had 1,331 total yards in 21 and 1,042 total yards in 2020 with 7 TDs in 21 and 1 TD or 11 TDs in 2020. Antonio Gibson is a solid player. He's not getting a lot of favorable publicity. He's fallen down the ranks. I believe he's worth moving up in the ranks, and I'm looking to draft him around 27. 27, that's the third round, and I think that he could give you good value at the RB position, especially if you choose to go with a quarterback, tight end, or possibly a couple running backs prior or wide receivers before that pick. J.K. Dobbins is feeling better. He's going to be a starter for Baltimore now. They are saying that he will start week one, positionally ranked 23, average draft position of 50. In 2021, he was out. But what I'm going to remind you of is what he did in 2020. In 15 games, he had 169 fantasy points, ranked 23rd. He had 805 yards rushing, 6 yards per carry, 9 touchdowns. He caught the ball 18 times for an additional 120 yards. The last 6 games of 2020, he averaged 17 fantasy points a game and 7 TDs. That's the kind of production that Baltimore wants from J.K. If he comes back and he's healthy, and he will be, he had a full year to recover now. Draft base value, I'm shooting him up the boards. He's number 23 for me. I'm not going to take my chances with these rookies and first-year players when I know what I got from some solid performers. I'm moving some of these guys up the board versus a lot of your fantasy podcasters out there. I believe J.K. Dobbins is a steal, and he's somebody you can build your fantasy football team around. Next up, Elijah Mitchell, running back for San Francisco, positionally ranked 24, average draft position of 49. Now, Elijah Mitchell averaged 15 points per game last year, and he had 1,100 total yards to go with 6 total TDs. 6 games over 16 fantasy points. For me, I'm moving Elijah Mitchell up the board versus his ADP to number 29. Again, another player. If I'm going to take a risk in that third round for a running back, there are 3 guys I just gave you. Antonio Gibson, J.K. Dobbins, Elijah Mitchell, worth a look at. How about Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back for Kansas City? How are you feeling about him? 11.6 fantasy points per game last year. Do you know where that ranked him? That ranked him number 197 overall. Positionally, they have him ranked 28. His average draft position is 59. In 2021, he only played 10 games, had 120 fantasy points, ranked 45. 2020, 13 games, 176 fantasy points, ranked 22. Neither one of those are RB1 or RB2 or even RB3. Ready for me? Draft base value for Clyde's Edwards-Helaire is 81. My next player is Damian Harris, the running back for New England. Positionally ranked 30th, he has an average draft position of 66 with a draft base value for me at number 70. And you're going to ask me why. Well, he did average 14.1 points per game, which ranked him 64th overall last year. He only played 41% of New England's snaps, which just shocked me when I saw that. He played 15 games, though. He had 212 fantasy points, ranked 14th. Now, the big number for him was he had 15 total touchdowns last year, 929 yards only, but 15 TDs. He had 11 of 15 games where he scored at least one touchdown. For me, Damian Harris is worth rostering and definitely can be used in your RB1 or 2, 3, 4 spot if you need him. Draft base value, I'm giving Damian Harris a number of 70. All right, so that's it for today. Now, I'm going to get back with you here and get another podcast out so I can wrap up this number 50. Take a look at it if you want, or you can request that sheet that I was talking about at sundayswithjeffmiller@mygmail.com site. Just send me an email. I'll get it out to you and have you take a look at it and let me know what you think. And last but not least, please share these podcasts and please share the information that I'm giving you, because it's only fair. Bye.